This is Ryo Sintufram, a rising star in 3D and extreme robotics from Thailand. At the young age of 23, Ryo's piloting skills have already reached extraordinary heights. He has performed demo flights at top international events, and his list of sponsors is too long to list here. As a key member of the Pilot RC team, Ryo actively contributes to the design and flight testing of the company's newest robotic planes. In this interview, Ryo shares the story of his early immersion into the hobby and how he joined the Pilot RC team. He also gives us an insight into the Pilot RC development and testing process and describes the key differences between their most popular airframe designs. He also takes us into a deep dive on his gear selection and talks about his preferred setup for max performance. If you're into robotics, you don't want to miss this one. Hi, Ryo. How are you doing?
Hi. Yeah, I'm good. And you?
Good. Thanks for joining us in Skybound RC.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
it's great having you here. I've been following you for a while, and you've been doing a lot of cool flying out there. But for those people that maybe haven't seen you before or don't know you yet, Maybe can you give a bit of an introduction about yourself, how you got started in RC, and how you got to where you are now?
Oh, yeah. My name is Ryo from Thailand, and I am 23 years old. I started flying since I am 5 years old. At the beginning, I started practicing on the simulator, and my first plane is like tender plane, you know, the high wing plane. Yeah. And my first giant scale 2D plane is the 8540 from Extreme Composite. The factory was in Thailand. I think you can hear the Extreme Composite a little bit before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have the first opportunity to the event and competition in Thailand is what in 2008. It's very long time ago. Yeah, I fly the freestyle TD and show something like this, and I feel I really like the 3D plane. Before I fly a lot. I fly scale, I fly the jet plane, but for me now, I think the most favorite is the 3D plane. Yeah. And after I have many, many events and I love the 3D plane, I want to go to the big one. The 8540 is the 50cc plane. And I want to try the 120cc plane. The first plane of 120cc is the first Pilot RC plane as well. I fly the SBAT 342-107. It's really long time ago. And then after that, I am really like the low and slow on the SBAT. And in that time, I just 13 years old. And my dad say, oh, I need to stop to fly. I need to go to middle school and focus on the study. Yeah. So that is why some people don't know me, because I stopped fly for a long time and I just come back to fly again in 2020. Yeah.
How long was the break? How many years without flying?
I stopped from 2013 to the 2020.
Oh, wow. So seven years.
Yeah, so long.
It's very, very similar to me. I used to fly a lot in Spain and was competing in IMAC and Freestyle Unlimited back in 2010 or so. And then I moved to the US and I stopped for almost 11 years, basically. I picked it back up a few months ago.
Yeah, similar.
Yeah. Did you find it pretty easy to get back into it? Like, did the skills remained, or did you feel like you needed a lot of practice to get back to where you were?
Yeah. In fact, the basically for normal fly, the low and slow hover Harrier is okay. But after I back to fly, the 3D is like very big chance. Have many, many new manual, rifle roll, or the case spin super flat, or many, many manual is new manual. So I need to spend time a lot for practice the new manual. But yep, it's okay. It's very fun.
Yeah, exactly the same with me. Back then, I think the rolling Harrier, Storkrolls, maybe in FX spins was the most that you would usually do. I remember I was doing maybe some like mild, slower rifle rolls, but now everything is much, much more aggressive. Everything is much faster, much slower. It's been fun kind of learning a lot of those new things.
Many things change.
For your training, have you made use of things like the simulator at home, or have you done mostly things with the actual plane? How did you approach that kind of learning process on those hard maneuvers?
The mostly is the I like to fly simulator because no risk, you know. I can fly whatever I want. I can try the many new manual, but in fact the simulator is not perfect, 100% the same real plane. So sometimes I also need to practice in the real plane, but need to in a little bit high altitude. Not too low because it's very least. And I also have my dad for coaching me. Something like when I go fly, I always take a video, not only for promote, but sometimes I take video to see how I fly and what I need to change, what I need to improve. Something like snap roll is not correct, or rifle roll is not axial, something like this. And which manual is still not so precise. I have to see the video because when I fly, sometimes I cannot see clear because I need to focus when I fly. But so better I take a video and come back to home and see, oh, this manual I have to improve. This manual is, oh, good. This manual should be changed, something like this.
What is maneuvers, or what are the main areas that you feel like you want to improve on? Could be certain maneuver that you're doing, but you think you can do a bit better, or could be like how to put the maneuvers together, or maybe flying with music. Like, is there anything in particular that you feel like you want to get significantly better at?
Yeah. Actually, I want to improve all manual. like life and roll, I can do. It's good, but sometimes I think it's more difficult thing is not do rifle and roll. It's like my pressure. Sometimes I go to fly the event, and when I practice and fly in the event, it's different. When I practice, I can do better. Because when I go to the event or competition, it's like have pressure in my heart. This is one of the hard thing.
Got it. Kind of becoming a bit more consistent, doesn't matter if you're flying on practice or an event or a competition, like make sure that you always perform at the level you know you can perform. Makes sense. Well, taking a step back, pretty much for a very long time now, you've been flying with Pilot RC, right? That's one of your main sponsors. How did you get involved with Pilot RC initially?
In fact, I have the relationship very long time. When I was in 2013, the 2010, he come to Thailand, and the Pilot RC dealer in Thailand, he want me to fly the Pilot RC. Like I told you, the first plane is S-Bat. That time is the first time meet Tony. And I say nothing, but he know me. I am from Thailand. And after that, I stopped flying for a long time. I come back to fly again in 2020. And I fly some plane and post the many video. After that, Tony Tand contact me. Oh, can you stop flying this plane? I want to bring you to fly Pilot. I say, oh, yeah, I really want to fly Pilot. But that time, the Pilot RC in Thailand is no dealer. So it's difficult to ship to Thailand. So I say, oh, I will be dealer. So now I am the Pilot RC Thailand dealer as well, not only the team pilot. And I doing the shipment from China to Thailand, and I fly the Pilot RC and help the pilot to develop the plane and the promo, to make the video and design the planes. I am the one of the part of designer now.
Wow, that's very cool. How early in the process do you get to fly the prototypes? Like, do they do a lot of that work over there in China, and then you get like a pretty advanced, like a pretty far ahead version of the project,
yeah.
Or are you able to get your hands on some early prototypes?
Yeah. The early prototype, last time I go to China to test the new 8540 V3. I think we already put on the Facebook, yeah. The 8540 V3, actually before Pilot RC already built the 8540 V3 in the past. I think some people can see the Hamilton screen, the orange one. Yeah, but that one, the mainly is performance is for scale and aerobatic, not full TV. So Tony, he really liked the shape of the 8540 V3. So he told me, oh, we want to make the 8540 and bring back to build again with the 3D full performance. Yeah. So he bring me to help the designer about the wing and stabilizer and the alignment of the engine light, wing light, stabilizer light. So we want to do like we do on the laser, NT, and slick. So the three of them is the new generation of the 3D plane. So we bring the 8540 to do like similar style to the 8 laser and slick, can do the all of the new maneuver. Yeah. And the process of the first process is we design. Yeah. Yeah. Design.
Traditionally, I think of edges like the 8540 as a plane that is very good for low and slow, like that kind of straight leading edge seems like works really well for things like Harriers, right? And hovers. But then historically they tend to perform a bit worse on higher speed maneuvers or precision aerobatics. How does that translate in this new version of the edge? Does that still remain true, or do you feel like this version still can perform pretty well at higher speed or with more kind of extreme aerobatics, more aggressive aerobatics?
Yeah, so this 8540, we still keep the own low and slow style. Harrier is still very stable. Harrier, invert Harrier, hovering is still very, very stable. But we just make the aileron rolling lead for high speed more faster and more precision. Because in the past, the 8540, many people say the rolling is not as good as the X-Star or laser or slick because the wing is like straight like this. But we just make the aileron, the new design, to help the rolling is better. And now I think it's one of the perfect 3D plane because low and slow, really easy and stable. And especially for 8, I think it's not only low and slow. The 8540 can do like tumble or the K-spin or crankshaft very, very great. And the tail authority is when you do like knife edge and vortex, it can do very narrow. It's not like the slick or X-Star like normal. But the 8540, I think it's good because the wing is straight. When we do like waterfall or the knife edge spin, it's hell a lot. It's more easy. Sometimes the extra wing, the laser slick, it when we do the waterfall, it's a little bit deep, a little, yeah. But the 8540 is more easy and very straight, yeah.
Yeah, when I watched the video of the prototype that you posted a couple of weeks ago, it does look really good. The scheme looks really cool. I think makes the plane look really beautiful. And it definitely looks like it performs really well with those type of aggressive maneuvers, not just the low and slow. And I think overall the flight looks really precise, which is something that, as I mentioned before, historically its 540s don't do that so well. This one definitely looks really, really promising. In terms of the general construction, is it pretty much the same as, you know, the laser extra slick, the latest versions, or is there anything new in that area? I think I saw something about the aileron servos being potentially different.
Yeah, we changed the construction inside a lid, and we change the material of the carbon fiber for more lighter and look more clean. Yeah. And the aileron, we change way to be the same like elevator. Before you can see the aileron is like this way, but we change to be the same elevator way. I think it's more directly to the control horn and not know any problem. Before, if this way and control horn is this way, sometimes when you set up the aileron too big, sometimes the linkage is touched to the control horn.
Yeah, the geometry suffers a little bit, especially with those really large deflections.
Yeah.
Having them at like 90 degrees, it's a bit strange. I guess probably the installation is slightly harder, just because the access to the servo is a bit more difficult, right?
Yeah, we have thinking about this, the installation a little harder, but we make the top of the wing and the cover is a little long. So you can use the normal screw to installation. It's not so hard. Yeah. And in the near future, maybe we keep the tool to the plane. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, it kind of makes me think of, I think, Carve models, like their composite airplanes, they tend to use that model where the servo arms tend to go kind of in the same plane as the horns. Yep. Yeah. It seems like that's the way to go for like the best possible geometry.
Yeah.
Cool. We're talking about some differences between the Edge and, you know, the other three main aerobatic planes: the Laser, the Xtra, the Sleek. This is a very common. I get this question asked very often from the Extreme Flight and for Pilot. People always are wondering which plane do I get, right? Like especially, I think, you know, all these companies have all these different sizes, but I think the 100 or 120 cc airframe is probably one of the most popular ones, like the ones we use for competitions, the ones that are most commonly used for freestyle demos, things like that. You have flown all of them a lot. I'm aware of that. So I wanted to get your thoughts on the differences between all these different planes. Like how should people think about them? The pilot versions of these planes on the 120cc. I know that there's a big part of it is, you know, do you like the shape of this plane more than this other one, or the color scheme makes a big difference, right? But if we are talking only about flying characteristics, are you able to give people a bit more of an insight of how you think about these different planes?
Okay, so we will begin with the Sleek. Sleek from Pilot RC is a little different from other brand, other airframe, because the Sleek from Pilot RC is not so fast. I think the other brand Sleek is very fast, but Sleek from Pilot RC is like for beginner pilot, for the not so high level, because we make the plane is really precise but not too much aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
But still can do right new manual, you can do rough and roll, but not so fast.
Yeah, roll rate might be slightly slower. Still is gonna be fast, it's not crazy
but
fast.
The plane is very, very precise. I think it's the most precise of the three of them. The it's very good for IMAX, and the Harrier is very stable and knife edge, no coupling. Yeah. And all the manual is easy with Sleek. Yeah. So, and the next is the Xtra NG. Xtra NG is the specially for the tail authority. It can do the knife edge spin or crankshaft. It's super crazy, and the rifle roll and rolling is very actual. Yeah. Like new plane. The laser V1, V2, V3, in fact is the same style, but we improved to be more axial in rowing, the more precise, something like this, and we change the airfoil and the wing area. So the V3 is perfect. The V3 is like extreme aerobatic, is for very, very, very fast and very agile. Yeah. the rifle law is the most fastest in the Pilot RC. Very, very fast. And
in the laser?
Yeah. And very lightweight.
Got it.
Yeah. And the 8540, I think it's combination between extra NG and sleek. Because the sleek is very precise. Rowing is not so fast as the extra NG. But the sleek is tumble and knife edge spin or crankshaft is not so crazy. Tail authority is not so crazy. Mm-hmm. Just like normal waterfall and the case spin is not so flat, yeah, but easy to control. Crankshaft is easy to control. But at 540, rolling is similar to slick, not so fast, but precision. Mm-hmm. Very precise and very axial, but still can get the good tail authority. Knife edge spin is very crazy. The crankshaft is also crazy with the easy to control. Yeah, the 8 is in the middle of the slick and the NT.
I can imagine the 540 becoming very popular, especially because I think for the past couple of years, it looks like most companies have forgotten a little bit about the 8. Everybody has been doing the different extra versions, the slick and the laser, and the 8 has been a bit forgotten. And I think now a couple of companies are bringing back the Edge 540 and they are able, as we saw before, as we talked about the Pilot RC Edge, make it good for precision, good for a bit more extreme aerobatics, maybe not as crazy extreme as the laser, but still plenty aggressive for like 99.9% of pilots out there. So I think people will like having that kind of new version of an Edge available without compromising flight characteristics.
Yeah, I see the Edge 540 now is like on trending now.
I know. It's the latest. Yeah, I think it's a cycle. Like, eventually people get tired of this one or two typical airplanes and they want something different. So
yeah,
I'm guessing that the next will be Jacks. I think there was many years ago the Jack 54, Jack 55 were the main thing, and I feel like most companies have also forgotten a little bit about it. So I'm expecting more Jacks in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I think if we bring the Jack 54 again, I think it can be very, very good performance because the fuselage is like very circle. I think the roaring will be very axial.
I've always liked Jacks because of what you said, like the everything that is rolling based just looks much better than with any other plane. Like it looks like the fuselage is like locked. There's no like weird movements or anything. They always look really nice. Switching gears. I know this is not your main thing, but I know you've been doing some turbine flying here and there. And in fact, I see the pilot matrix right behind you. How did you get started with turbines? How long have you been flying turbine jets?
I think only 1 year.
1 year, okay.
Yeah.
What was your first experience with jets?
First, the jet plane is the MyFC1 2.2. I think you can see on the YouTube, that is the first prototype of the FC1 2.2 meter. Tony, he told me, you can fly 3D. I want pilot to try the jet 3D, so he want me to try that, and that is my first experience with jet, and super fun, and the FC1 is pretty cool and awesome performance. It's not so hard for me. The FC1, I think, is because the design is very good. The FC1 is the design was designed by the Elster Jet from the Enrico and Rob.
Yeah, it seems like everybody really likes that plane. I know recently I was talking to Martin Pickering, and he is also a huge, huge fan of that model.
The Martin Pickering is the like my idol before. He is the like legend. Yeah, I come to fly and I see him. Oh, Martin Pickering, he is the very good YouTuber.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. He's a good pilot and a cool guy.
Yeah.
And now I guess you've been doing a bit of flying with the Matrix.
The Matrix, the metric is different from XC1 and J10. The metric, we want to be the same mode as the Predator. Metric is like after many successful of the Predator jet, we decided to make the new sport jet. So Tony worked the metric with the Aircraft Studio from Aircraft Studio worked with the Mirko Piccolari from Italy. I think mm-hmm. you know that. He is a very good designer. Yeah. And we want to make a great comparability with the IMAP style for fly, like the non-manual. And then mm-hmm. also we want to make the metric to do like unbeatable with the 3D performance.
How long does it usually take Pilot RC to get a plane to the market, like from the time where they start actively working on a new design to the point where they start shipping airplanes to the dealers? Do you have a rough estimation on how long that process might take?
No, normally it depends on the which plane. Like if we, for example, like 3D plane like 8540, I already begin the 8540 with Tony almost 8 months now for the beginning, like design, and then we have to test fly, like on the video, that is the final prototype. In fact, we had test the many time. Yeah, change the wing area, change the wing airfoil, and also change the stabilizer design. Yeah, I think normally it's about 1 year before release, because we need to check the and confirm the performance. The most important is performance. And then after we got the good performance, we need to decide it about the make decision about the color scheme. And the color scheme from Pilot RC, mostly we work with the Aircraft Studio design from Mirko Piccolari. Mm-hmm. They did a great job for the color scheme. Yeah, it's about 1 year.
Yeah, I feel like Pilot RC color schemes have been getting better and better over time. I know that the very first ones, I don't think I was a huge fan of them, some of them, and I think over time they've been coming up with cooler and cooler color schemes.
I think it's the most popular is the color scheme from Sleek, Sleek the green one. Mm-hmm. I think it's many people like it. The green one is look.
That's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, and unique,
Let's talk about all the traveling you've been doing. I know that you've been, at least this past year, has been kind of busy for you, right, with a lot of international travel. I think you went to the UK, you went to Australia, you've been going to China. How was Weston Park?
Oh, Weston Park look like a very big air show. That is my first time. And I feel like the Western Park is, I never got this experience before. You know, the Western Park is my first time in the big international event. Yeah, I'm a little nervous a little bit, but the people is great people. And Joe Hampson is also the team pilot. They give me the plane to fly. Yeah, and all people is great there. Yeah, I like the airfield and like the people, and the organizer of the event is very, very great job.
Is that mainly an event where only kind of like top pilots go and do demos, or is it like a open flying for anybody that goes there and then there's demos? Like how does it work more or less?
In the Western Park, I think only for the top pilot and for the...
So it's kind of invitation style.
Yeah, it's not different from the journal, right? Journal is like all people can fly, but Western Park is only air show and show pilot. They have the slot to fly, like this time who fly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you were there also with Orel Zohar, right?
Yeah, he's my great friend, yeah.
He's a really, really good pilot too. I didn't know about him until recently, and I saw some of the videos of him in Israel in the Idosagef Cup, and he's also extremely good. Also flying Pilot RC. I believe he's also flying the laser mostly.
Laser.
Really, really good. Really good skills too.
Yeah.
And then I believe the other big trip for you was Australia, right?
Yeah. After the after Western Pub, it's very short time to stop. I go to Australia again. Yeah, the Australia is, I think it's like the journal in Australia, similar. All people can fly and meet and talk together and make some fun. Yeah.
I heard that it was pretty cold over there.
Yeah. We have in the Australia have the two line, the glass field and the runway field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I go with Martin Pickering. Yeah.
What did you fly over there? Also a laser and
yeah, laser V3. The orange one, yeah, laser V3. And Martin Pickering, he fly the J10. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you've been also doing some flying in China, I guess mainly just to do some testing and development with Pilot RC?
Yeah. Yeah, mainly for develop the plane. And sometimes I help for design because the Tony Tan, he have the designer team, but in China, he don't have the pilot to test. So he want me to test the how the performance and what we need to change, something like this. And also, I help the QC a little bit.
What about flying in Thailand? How is RC flying in Thailand? Is there a lot of clubs? Are there a lot of people flying RC? Are there good events?
The RC industry in Thailand now is much better than before. We have the new airfield, the Kong 11. I think some people can see on the Facebook, it's very, very big airfield, the biggest airfield in Thailand. I think it's one of the best airfield in Thailand. Yeah, maybe the best. Yeah. The Kong 11, the most people fly the jet plane.
Jets. Okay, I was going to ask, like, what's the main thing in Thailand for RC? Like, I see here in the U.S., there's a lot of jets nowadays. I feel like in the past 5 years or so, I think jets have really taken over. I think a lot of people have taken the leap towards turbine jets, even though they are very expensive.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of really big jet events. Seems like over there might be a bit similar.
Yeah. In Thailand, now the jet is much more bigger than before. The turbine and the airframe is better than before and cheaper than before. Before the jet turbine, some turbine is very difficult to start, very difficult to fly, but now it's like a switch and then can start and fly. Yeah, many technology is much better.
Yeah, more affordable, more reliable. Yeah, that's the reason why I'm now starting with turbines, because it still is really expensive, but it feels slightly less scary and slightly less crazy than it used to be like 10 years ago.
Yeah. You also fly the jet plane?
I just started recently. Yeah, I started recently. And again, I don't even have my own jet so far. But I have a couple of people that have, and a couple of companies that have let me test some of their planes in events. So that's been fun. it's different. How do you like flying jets in comparison to 3D extreme aerobatics? It's very different.
The difference is, I think the jet plane is help me for more safety. Like, I need to prepare the landing gear, the flap, and the brake, and many things. It's different from 3D. 3D is just total and fly and nothing to do, you know, no dually. Yeah, I fly only one lead, just fly. But jet is have the landing gear, the flap, and the air brake, and something is different. It's more detailed. It's help me to be careful to fly. Yeah,
it's a bit more. There's a bit more procedures involved.
More procedure.
Yep. I think the flying itself in some ways feels a bit simpler. I think at least I'm thinking for sports jets, that's where I've been flying so far. It seems like if you have good experience doing aerobatics with a propeller plane, I think that translates really well to a jet. I think they tend to be like very precise.
Yeah.
Faster but precise. I think on the downside is that they seem a bit more limited on the type of maneuvers that you can do. Like with extreme aerobatics, I still feel like every year there's a couple of new maneuvers out there and there's always something to learn or something to improve. I think with jets, I think it's a bit similar. I don't think everything has been done, but I think it's definitely harder to come up with new things to do with them.
Yeah. It's not only depend on the pilot. The jet plane is depend on the which kind of jet plane, the limit of the plane. Some plane even have the vector thrust, but some manual is cannot do. Like one vector thrust, the hovering, you cannot control the aileron. So if you want to hover the jet plane, you have to can hover all the direction.
Full torque roll, yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes it's torque roll to the right, sometimes to the left. It depends on the plane, like you can control the like 3D plane. And the torque roll is much more delay and slower than the gasoline. When we do the waterfall, we have to control the be careful of the throttle. Yeah, the 3D plane, we can full throttle immediately. Yeah.
Yeah, you have a delayed throttle response, and on top of it, usually you have less or lower thrust weight ratio. So you cannot quickly correct something last minute. You have to be you have to anticipate things quite a bit in comparison to a propeller. You were talking about your 120cc plane and how you only use single rate. Can you talk a bit about what your typical setup is on one of those 120cc planes in terms of what gear do you usually use and how do you like to set up your plane in terms of exponentials, center of gravity, that kind of stuff?
No, normally it's a different plane, it's different setup. But mainly for me, I'm used the DLE 120 for my 120cc plane. Yeah, and with the SOA propeller, 2711. Yeah, this is the most favorite, 2711. And the servo, I'm use a servo from Pilot RC, 48 kilogram. And the power system, I'm used from AR, Advanced Radio, Extreme RS. The setup, normally the elevator and rudder is full throw, full deflection. Yeah, and the aileron is for the slick is the 38 degree up and 37 degree down. Yeah, but for laser is the same. And the extra NG is setting 38 degree up and 38 degree down. It's no differential.
No differential on the other ones, you have about 1 degree diff.
Yeah, because the slick and the laser, the wing and the engine line, the wing line is a little lower than the engine. It's like a little lower wing. Yeah, but extra engine from Pilot RC, the engine line and the wing line is the same line. So when you do roaring, it's exactly axial. Yeah, no need to differential. Yeah, the 8540 is the same setup as the extra engine. Yeah, for exponential, in fact, it depends on the radio and depend on the arm servo, what you use. But for me, for the aileron, I'm use the 1.6 arm servo with the first hole of the control horn. The Pilot RC, we have 3 holes. So we use 1.6 with the longest control horn. Yeah. Exponential is about 60 to 70%. With my JT Radio DS60. Yeah. And the elevator, I'm use the 2-inch arm servo with the Midden, Contour Horn.
Do you usually for the rudder, do you usually put the rudder servo on the back with the straight linkages, or do you use the pull with the servo in front?
Yeah, for 120cc, I always put to the back because no problem with the CG. Yeah, put to the back is much better for directly to the rudder. But for the smaller size, like the 60cc or 35cc, I most like to put the servo to the middle of the slot, like pull. It's better for the CG because you know the servo is the same weight, but the plane is smaller if you put to the tail. Sometimes even you put the weight to the nose to be the good CG, but still find not as good as you put the servo to the middle because have the momentum and the weight on the tail. Sometimes when you do the vortex or waterfall on the small plane, if have the weight on tail, it's like unpredictable. It's too high tail authority and too much.
Yeah, too much inertia there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So the expo is 60 and 70 about this, depend on the plane and the radio. But mostly for my radio is Jetty DS60.
Nice. any plans on coming to the US, Jonal or similar?
The Jonal 2024. I am working on visa now. Tony and Harry from Tesla, he really want me to go there, and I also excited and really want to go there. Yeah,
that'll be a cool one.
Yeah, the Jonal is one of my goals. I have to go there in some day, but I hope that my visa is the work well. If I can got the visa before the Jonal 2024, I think I will be there and meet you.
Yeah, I've also never gone to Jonal. It's been on my list of like places I really really want to go and fly in. I think there's a high chance that next year it might happen, so it'll be cool to see you over there in person.
Yeah, me too.
Is there anything that you would like to do or accomplish in RC in the next couple of years that you're working towards?
I think from now on, I need to practice my skill for more and more, and I want to join the event like Jonal and the Western Park, something like this. And now I practice the freestyle routine for competition. I think in the near future, I think I will go to competition like the Tucson Aerobatic Shootout or the FFC or FXFC, something like this. This is my goal. Yeah.
Is there a lot of competitions like that in Thailand? Is there anything like that in Thailand, like freestyle music-based competition?
Not so many, but we have a little. I also had the experience competition in Thailand when I was young. Yeah, and now on the 22 October, we have the event competition in Thailand. I am the one of the competitor, but I am in the pro class. We have the basic class, advanced class, and pro class. But the pro class is only one or two or three people. Yeah. So in the advanced class, it's many people, 10 people. In the basic class, it's 20 people. I am in the pro class, so it's not so many people competition with me. Yeah. But in the near future, I would like to competition international. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you will make it happen. I mean, you definitely have the skills for that already by far. I also imagine that having you over there in Thailand will drive a lot of people to get better at 3D extreme aerobatics, precision aerobatics.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm sure that in a few years there will be a couple more people in that pro class.
Yeah,
over there in Thailand, that's how it goes. You need one or two people kind of leading the way, so that other ones like get that inspiration and put the time to practice, right? Like, yes. It takes a lot of effort to get really good at these things.
Yeah. Many young pilot in Thailand, he really want to practice TD, and many new generation and grow up very fast, and the focus, the skill is super, super fast because the young pilot always practice and have many, many time to practice. In Thailand, I think about 10 pilot from 3D is always young. Many is young pilot. It's younger than me.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
And the typical problem I see, at least here in the US, is that a lot of the people flying are seen tend to be older population, which is fine. But especially for things like acrobatics, tends to be more of a younger generations. So if there is not a lot of young people, then there is not going to be a lot of people flying acrobatics in the near future. So if there is a lot of young people, that's definitely a great sign.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I forgot before. You mentioned you fly a lot for training in the simulator. What simulator are you using? What plane or planes are the most common ones you use?
Yeah, I'm using the Leofly 9.5. Yeah, with the plane, I'm not use the original from the Leofly. I just download the Pilot RC extra NG from the Leofly webpage. I think that one, the Rory from UK, he did the airframe, and then I download and set up the aircraft variant, the weight, the CG, and everything is to be close to the real plane. And I already upload to the Leofly webpage. You can search the Pilot RC extra NG 103, and then you can see the aircraft variant. The name is like extra NG real, something like this. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I'll find it. I'll post it in the show notes in the description so that people can find it and give it a try.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for joining us. I think this was a great chat. Hopefully we meet in person next year in Jurnal.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I hope to meet you in Jurnal.
Yeah. Bye, Ryu.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Thank you very much.